The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
I want to extend all my gratitude for all of those who has been a very helpful this year as we ask you to help us to make a Christmas beautiful and special for the needy. As you saw today, we have our truck outside taking now all the gifts for the Angel Tree campaign. Thank you again. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your effort. With this gift, we are pretty sure that Christmas also will be very merry in many families. Amen. Last Sunday, my dear friends, if you remember the gospel, we heard John the Baptist preaching. His message was disturbing for the authorities of this time. As this happened so often, he was arrested and put in jail. And then, having no more contact with the Jesus whom he announced, John the Baptist could lean on his followers, on his disciples. He was more and more intrigued because what he heard about Jesus didn't correspond to what he had announced. Let us remember, John the Baptist has presented, I quote, the one who comes as a wonderful, as a formidable judge who eradicates the sinners and draws them to the fire of hell. Now, the only exit to escape this disaster was to receive the baptism which John the Baptist proposed. But now, it wasn't yet the Christian baptism, but simply the sign of a commitment leading toward the conversion. Now, with Jesus, it is something quite different that takes place. We are far from the formidable and the wonderful judgment. Instead of using the strong way, he proclaimed himself, I quote, kind and humble of heart, kind and merciful of heart. Jesus, as you know, welcomes the sinners. He goes as far as forgiving them. Then John the Baptist doesn't understand. He is completely helpless by the attitude of the one whom he had announced. And this is why, as you mentioned today in the gospel, he sent his disciple to ask him, are you the one who has to come? Or do we have to expect another one? Tell us, please. By listening to John the Baptist's questions, each of us can think of those who doubt, those who are in trials of life. Many of them are distraught, lost, in panic, or panicked by violence, disaster, poverty, and many others' disgraces. Then we hear this question so often around us. Where is your God, Father Louis? Where is your God, you Catholic Christians? What does he do? And it is at this moment when, my dear friend, it is necessary to open our eyes and especially our heart. And let me tell you, no, God is not absent. He is present in all the gestures of sharing and solidarity. He is there when we are going to visit a sick person, when families make a path of reconciliation. He is he who is there when homeless people is sheltered from the cold. He is still there to help. It is there that it is necessary for us to hear again the word of Jesus. I quote from today's gospel. Jesus said, go to say to John the Baptist what you see and hear. the blind to regain the sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf to hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. My dear friends, these blind person who find a sight are the one who were blinded by hatred or indifference. They were blocked by the grace of God and by others. By welcoming into the life the one who is the light of the world, they learn to see others with the gaze of God, a gaze, as you know, full of love and mercy. Those who were lame can go toward their brothers, and especially by following Jesus toward the fathers. The deaf person hear now the callings of Jesus to be converted, to return to God and to go toward others. The good news is proclaimed to the poor person, to the poor people. From now, they are not more excluded. They are all son and daughter of God in the same way as the others, and they got back their full dignity. But now, my dear friends, let it be concrete. Today still, the Lord continues to realize marvels for men and women of our time. He comes to heal us from the leprosy of sin and to bring us an endless life. His coming was for our world the starting point of a big hope. The coming of Jesus is an answer to all the pessimists who see only evil. I say again, Jesus is coming. He is here. The coming of Jesus is an answer to all those people, very pessimist, who see only evil in everything. The gospel tells us that God doesn't give up his people. He invites us to confide with him. He expects from us that we open him our hands to receive everything from him. And now, in our turn, we can stretch out them to share with whom? With those who surround us. With Jesus Christ, we can be made the fellow man, that means the neighbor of anyone who is angry, to anyone who need help, as we did this year again with the angel tree. It is our duty, my dear friends, it is our responsibility to make walk out the lame, to enlighten the blind person, to give a voice to those who don't have a voice. It is our mission to serve the need of the poor people and to announce them the good news, especially in this time of cult, especially in this time of preparation to celebrate Christmas. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of God, we give you thanks. Every Sunday, you are our Christmas, because every Sunday, you come to share our life. It is you whom we are going to receive like Emmanuel, God with us, God with our mankind. Blessed be your name for the kindness that you have never stopped to show us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to summarize today's message. Our responsibility, our mission, my dear friends, is to make walk out the lame, to enlighten the blind person, to give a voice to those who don't have it. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.